What if your emotions weren't holding you back, but pointing you towards the you that's been waiting to rise? Underneath the old beliefs, emotional wounds, and people-pleasing, you know there's more. More joy, more peace, more of you ready to rise. It's time to step into and claim your penthouse potential. Welcome to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, your transformational coach, corporate wellness facilitator, and nervous system regulator. Let's rise.
Well, welcome everyone. I'm Sandy Bird. I'm the host here on Emotional Elevator, and I got a question for you. Have you ever loved someone so much that you tried to save them from their own pain and just lost pieces of yourself in the process? Do you know the difference or recognize helping versus enabling and how you can stay connected without losing yourself? Because that's what tonight's show is all about. We are going to talk about detach with love, stay connected while stepping back. So have you ever loved someone so much that you tried to save them from their own pain and lost pieces of yourself in the process? Raising my hand. Detach with love, stay connected while stepping back is about learning that love doesn't mean control. And stepping back doesn't mean you've stopped caring. It's about understanding that sometimes the most loving act is allowing space for both hearts to heal. In this episode of Emotional Elevator, I will share the detach with compassion using the heart of the bomb, be a loving mirror principles. You'll discover how to stay grounded in love while releasing the emotional responsibility for someone else's choices. This episode will help you recognize when helping becomes enabling, staying connected without losing yourself, replace guilt and fear with calm, confidence, learn to love from a healthy, peaceful distance. Detachment isn't abandonment, it's alignment. When you step back with grace, you give both you room to rise. So that's what tonight's show is all about. And yes, it comes wrapped in the bomb, which is the 12 principles of the bomb, be a loving mirror, which dive into substance use disorder. But after I wrote this show, I had many people that I'm coaching that are not necessarily in the substance use disorder realm, but I also coach through trauma, through divorce, and through other areas in life. And also working with a family member who is going through the transition of life and their loved one is struggling with this. And I realize that's why this topic is so important, because it is having compassion and it's recognizing that enabling, especially in the substance use disorder, or enabling a loved one that you want to make decisions for themselves, is sometimes not as helpful as just helping them. And when you start feeling like you got to control, you lose yourself. And a lot of times in life, we've got to replace that guilt and fear and come in with that confidence, especially being calm. And sometimes you've got to put in that healthy distance in your relationship. So this comes all around the bomb, which is 12 principles that I guide people through. I don't want to say teach and I don't want to say coach, but I guide people through, and we have open forums and we talk this through, but it's a 12-week course that I guide people through with the 12 principles of bomb. And we market it towards substance use disorders, but I've grown more with it and said, I'm going to market it just as a way to level up yourself in all your relationships. Because we don't realize, or my clients and myself sometimes don't realize, that we are enabling friends, coworkers, other people in our life, and how we can help them and stop enabling them. So I'm going to ask you a question now. And this is coming not from the substance use disorder, but this is coming from work environment. If you're a boss or maybe even a mom, when someone need something and you cover for them or you automatically give it to them, that's enabling. Helping is maybe calling them out on it. And I'm going to give you an example of this. If you're in a workforce environment and someone's always late, When you make excuses for them, you're enabling their behavior. But if you go to this person and say, hey, look, I'm noticing that you're late a lot and I'm covering for you. What can I do to help you? Or what is it you need to get here on time? Especially if, like in the morning, you have meetings. Let's say it's a relationship, a child, a friend or something that always says, hey, I need this. Or can you give me this? And if it's coming with money, and you know that they're financially okay or anything like that, and you say, so, you know, I notice, give them the facts. It's stating facts, too. It's not just jumping into it. It's stating facts. Like, I notice every week you're asking me for gas money of 30 bucks. Is there something I can do to help you? Or, you know, is there something going on that maybe you need someone to talk to? That's helping. Enabling is just giving in to somebody and allowing them to repeat a behavior or a pattern. And that's why I say we drive the bomb principle to the substance use disorders. But as I've seen and worked with my clients, I'm using a lot of those 12 principles with them about how to love yourself and kind of not lose yourself. And a lot of this has to do with learning, what is it I want out of a relationship? And if it's a substance use, it's how can I love myself through this? How can I let go of expectations? It's the prime example of, can I borrow $100? Seriously, can I borrow $100? There's an expectation there. I'm borrowing it. So if you reach out to me a month from now after Christmas and go, or after a holiday, and you said, hey, you said, could I borrow? When might I expect that $100? See, that you helped me. But if I say, oh, I don't have the money, but can I borrow another 100? And then it continues, you're now enabling. But it's allowing those guidelines and setting boundaries. But it also, when sometimes you have to say no, it's not coming from a place of, oh my gosh, I say no, what are they going to do? Da, 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 da. It's about caring for yourself. Because some of that is about those healthy boundaries and setting that up for yourself. Because when we do talk about stepping back, you can step back from somebody and still be connected with them. How many people maybe that you worked with, maybe you went to high school with, maybe you went to grammar school with, maybe you met somewhere at a retreat or something fabulous, and you haven't talked to them, and when they contact you, you're like, oh my God, it's amazing, da, 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 and you start talking for hours like you've never lost that connection. Well, that's what stepping back is. It's you're still there and you're present, but you've taken a step back to care for yourself. And that's one of the biggest things I work with my clients on, is how to step back healthy, in a healthy way, but still be present. And that comes in even in relationships. When you're going through maybe a divorce with somebody and you have children involved, you still have to have a relationship there. But you don't need to drag in all the dirty laundry from that marriage. It's learning to step back, respecting each other, but still being present. And that's a lot of things that I can tell people I praise them on or commend them on, acknowledge them on, is when they can have those healthy relationships, but stepping back. And like I said, not just in substance. Think about this. If you are around a loved one that's in care, in palliative care means they're facing the end of life and they've made those decisions. And maybe it's someone you love so strongly that you're like, no, absolutely not. It's respecting them and what they want because you don't know what they could have been going through. It's giving them that space. But it doesn't mean when you honor them that you don't love them. It's, and now talking into the substance use disorder, it means maybe taking a step back and saying, I am here when you're ready to get help because I love you. But it's caring for yourself and saying, but right now, because I'm going down this path, I need to take a step back. That's what all this is about. You can step back, but stay in relationships and connections. Think about someone maybe in your life that have gone through a life-changing event. And the first thing they say is, you don't understand what I'm going through. And you're like, but I'm here. I'm trying to understand. Instead of saying that, ask them. Ask a question and say, I want to understand what you're going through. And I'm going to respect whatever direction you give me. You're honoring them in the state they're in. And then you're honoring yourself by saying, you know what? I don't have to control this. I don't have to know everything that they're going through. I just got to be here for them. So that's more of what this conversation is all about, is it's what can you do in relationships to stay connected without losing yourself? Because I can tell you, speaking to clients, my own journey in life, that it's that lack of wanting to understand and try to control it that ended friendships, relationships, because of the fact that I didn't step back. Instead, I tried to control. I tried to enable instead of help. Recognize that maybe they need space, that my heart was hurting and I needed to work on my heart. And I stopped coming with the emotions that I was carrying. That was not mine to carry. It was their emotion. And think about that. How many times have you gone into anything where you're coming in with your emotions when they're going through something traumatic? And so what you've done is just burden them. So it's almost time for my break. And now, who am I? What makes me an expert on these topics? Well, I'm a transformational and empowerment coach. I'm also a corporate wellness facilitator, and I'm a nervous system regulator. But what does make me an expert? Not those titles. Really, not the titles. It's how I've helped clients through this. See, I can learn, you can learn all these things, but until you incorporate them in yourself, or until you can walk that walk and talk that talk with somebody, do you become an expert? So that's how Sandy Bird has become an expert in the topics that I talk about, because not only have I walked the walk, talked the talk in my own life, it's the clients that I've taken all this and watched them evolve. By just standing there with them, I'm not enabling, I'm not giving them the tools. I'm asking them, what tools do you need? And then them coming up with the tools for themselves. Because nothing is worse than being a coach in my field to empower people and transform their lives than just say, this tool is going to work for you. My magic wand, I'm lifting it up if you're listening to me, not watching me. My magic wand. I'm going to give you a magic wand and your life is going to be perfect, because it's not. Because the magic wand might not work for you. It might be a ruler. So that's who Sandy Bird is. And I'm talking about myself in the third person because it's Sandy Bird. It's Sandy, S-A-N-D-E-E, Bird, B-Y-R-D. And you can find me on any social media platform, or you can email me at sandy@sandybird.com. or sandybirdcoach@gmail.com, because I would love for you to provide comment to this. Or you know what? Really, if any of this spoke to you. And we are going to go to that break, but I want to let you know, if you're enjoying this show, please give us a 5-star review on iTunes. Search Emotional Elevator if you're not sure who you stumbled upon. I would be sincerely grateful, and it helps to get the word out there. and the information that is needed around these topics. So let's get to our break.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. I've been talking about, have you ever loved someone so much that you tried to save them from their own pain and lost pieces of yourself in the process? So that's what tonight's topic is. But first, let me remind you, if you are enjoying this show, please give us a 5-star review on iTunes. Search Emotional Elevator. And I would be very grateful, and this will assist me in getting out the word and information that I speak on. And I talked all about in the first part of my show that stepping back doesn't mean you stop caring. It means allowing both people to heal. Sometimes you need to put in that healthy distance. If you're making excuses for everyone and giving them what they want, you're enabling them. So what I want to ask now and want you to ponder on, when has been a time where you felt guilty and fear? And if you would have led with calm and confidence, you would have had different outcomes. Now, if you're a mom, a grandma, boss, hey, we'll go there, a boss, and you've led with fear and guilt, but if you just came in with calm confidence, what would have been the different outcome? That's my question for you. I want you to think back to a time, because I know as a boss in corporate America, when I was in there, I've even had that as a coach, where maybe I asked a question and then I went, oh, I probably shouldn't have asked that question. So, and if I would have just come in and not asked it, because maybe that was, to me, sounded judgmental. And it's the same thing with if you're just anyone in any type of relationship where maybe you said something based out of fear and guilt in your own heart, in your own self, instead of coming in calm and confident and asking questions instead of implying responses and reactions. Because if a loved one came to you and now I'm going into the substance use, came to you and said, I need help. I'm addicted to pain pills. What would you do first? Would you go, okay. Would you ask the question, how can I help? Or would you right away go, oh my gosh, I should have known this, and put your own story on it? It's when you can take a step back and say, you know what, I just need a moment. I want to think this through before I respond and not react. And you don't say that, but how many times has someone come to you and you already are like in the, oh my gosh, you're already feeling that guilt and maybe that shame and the fear that you might say something wrong? How about if you said, hey, can I just take a moment to process this? And ask yourself, what would be the best calm, confident response? Maybe it's, I heard that you said you're addicted to pain pills. And maybe they're crying. Maybe just saying, I'm here. How can I help? Not getting out the phone book and already flipping through, finding rehab places. How can I help? Because sometimes at that point, they just need to get it out. It's the same thing as if someone comes to you, and this is under the same lines, comes to you and says, I have cancer. You automatically go, oh my God, you're going to die. My mom died from cancer. Oh my gosh. Or do you sit there and go, maybe I should take a moment and watch what I say? And you go, what do you need from me? How can I help you? And maybe just hold their hand. Because that's why this all works in every realm of things. Or you're a boss and you have an employee that walks in and goes, I'm living in an abusive relationship and I need help. I don't know what to do. Sitting there and going, you know what? What help do you need? Some bosses right away go, oh, here's the line to our helpline. Call them. Sometimes that's not what people need because you're leading from your fear. And you're, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to handle this. Sometimes people just need the person with that open ear to listen. So I want you to think about this topic tonight, about how can you come in to anything, any kind of situation, and lead with calm, confidence and no fear and guilt, and not enable somebody. Someone comes to you and says, I'm in an abusive relationship and I need help. And you just go, oh, well, here's $100. Go stay at a hotel. That's not what they're looking for. What they're looking for, maybe they need the $100 too, but what they're looking for first is for someone to say, I hear you. How can I help? And then maybe they need you to find the help. But maybe they just need someone to back them up and be calm and confident and not be fearful. Oh my gosh, if I don't help them, they're going to go back in this. And then, you know, you come up with all these scenarios. But then also, if it's in an environment where you're like, I need to protect myself, especially if you too have been in that domestic, and that's why they're coming to you. Maybe you need to be like, I'm going to help them, but I need to also care for myself. Because in the substance use disorder groups, it's all about realizing what's affecting you, what can harm you, and how can you help, not enable, not lead with fear or guilt, and even that word shame, which I didn't include, but it's more coming in confident, like, I can handle this. But also not giving up your heart, your soul, yourself in the process. Because when the going gets really rough, that's when they're going to need you the most. And you have got to have built yourself up, made sure you have that stable foundation so that you can help them and guide them. So that's the big part of tonight's show is how can you step back, detach with love, stay connected while stepping back is about learning that love doesn't mean control and stepping back doesn't mean you stop caring. It's about understanding that sometimes the most loving act is allowing space for both hearts to heal. And being grounded, discover how to stay grounded in love. Because when we come from a place of love and calm and confidence and grounded and stable, we can help the person that needs our help the most. But it's also realizing that sometimes we don't have the answers. And we might need that external help to help us. And there's nothing wrong with that. Those days are over of building your own shame and guilt around getting outside help. But again, what makes me an expert on this? Well, you can reach out and find out. Get on a connection call with me. It's free. If there's something that you're pondering, if there's something that you really need to learn to come in calm and confident and not from your place of guilt, shame, or fear. Maybe that's something that you're ready to work on within yourself. And also, you can stay tuned on my social media. I'll be running the BALM program. It's 12 principles. And if I'm not running a class, then you can always reach out to me and I'll do private classes. I have the books, I have the workbooks to guide you through those 12 principles. And maybe you suspect someone is using a substance and we can get on a call. Maybe you suspect something about somebody because their behavior has changed and you want to know how to approach them from this calm, confident. How to make evidence lists. How to come from evidence and not from fear, shame, or guilt. Because you've got to have valid, if someone has stepped away, you need to step in with that love and confidence. So that's what tonight's show has been about. It's just about not losing yourself, even if it means the world, how to stay grounded. Come from a place of love and not from a place of guilt or fear. And that can be in our everyday world too. So this is not just in the substance use disorder groups. This is in managing others. This is in being a mom, a dad, a grandma, a grandpa, being a friend, being anyone in today's society, in today's climate, to learn these confidence building skills. To learn these principles, to ground yourself. And it doesn't even have to be the principles. It can be just working with a coach. And it doesn't have to be me. If you are stumbling on to my podcast and I've spoken things to you, reach out to me. You can find me on any social media platform at Sandy, S-A-N-D-E-E, Berg, B-Y-R-D. You can, my website is sandyberg.com. You can email me at sandy@sandyberg.com or sandybergcoach@gmail.com. And we can get on that call. We can talk about these, maybe these, what's coming up for you as you listen to this. But come from a place of calm, confidence, love, compassion. Not from fear, shame, guilt, enabling. Help somebody. Learn what helping is and not what enabling is. So thank you for joining me tonight. I am Sandy Berg. This is the Emotional Health.
Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, start elevating your emotions. and stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve.